Hi, it's back. It's McAlwin and Audio Boo, and this is my audio for, belatedly, day four of the February audio challenge. And the topic for day four is health and safety. Your thoughts about health and safety. Has it gone berserk, or how do you feel? Is it correct in its many new form applications over recent years? The thing about health and safety is we all need it. Whether you like it or not, we all need health and safety. And that can boil down to wearing seatbelts in the car, aka an audio, or burn a goal back at Top Goals audio in this, no seatbelts in those big American cars, or to high visibility jackets. And with high visibility jackets, I would agree that it's gone way over the top when you have a class of primary school children being frog marched along the street with maybe about six or eight teachers marshalling them along the road in broad daylight, and every single person has got, including the kids, has got a high visibility jacket on. And even recently, I remember commenting, and someone else did, on the school, primary school children's concert, the nativity, and the kids were all sitting inside in the hall, brightly lit hall, with high visibility jackets on. Yes, sublime to the ridiculous. And the high vis jackets and waistcoats do have their place. Unfortunately, nowadays you can drive along the road and wonder, is that a cop? But they do, and because you just got in panic mode, there's so many high vis jackets nowadays that you may be doing 32 or 34 mile an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone, and another high vis jacket steps out up the road and you hit the brake. Okay, you shouldn't be speeding, you know, but I'm just being a bit, not ridiculous about the driving, but it just seems to be there everywhere. And are we going to end up like wind farms with God knows how many people on an average bright lit day wearing high-vis jackets? Just crazy. Even driving instructors are now wearing them. Lorry drivers are all obliged to wear them, even when they're in the cab driving. Yes, ridiculous. But I have to say that we do need it. And when I was in electrical engineering with companies, I was a rep for my department, health and safety. And what I would say is that health and safety at times does boil down to finances. Monthly meetings on health and safety within the company were met with the same old minutes being read out from the last meeting, that this item had not been fixed yet, and management would invariably have a quick scout over that and say, well, funds are not available at the moment, but we'll get around to it when we can. And a year down the line, or 2 years down the line, you could still be bringing up those same subjects. So health and safety is a brilliant thing in the right applications, but it's all down to money. Finance always tops it. Where finance is put to the side is when you have an accident. So, for example, I'll give you one instance relating to scaffolding. I'm not sure if I heard someone mention scaffolding. Yeah, I think it may have been Joe Fishwick who was talking, or kind of responding to, in a way, to Aaron Hartley's one on these safety bars across windows. Scaffolding. Scaffolding used to be used initially when they were constructing houses, buildings, and guys would climb up the outside of the scaffolding. That's now banned and has been banned for years. You're not allowed to climb up the outside of scaffolding. You have to have a ladder system where you climb up inside, within the confines of that scaffolding, in other words. And then they started to apply various regulations to the height and width of the scaffolding and the height of the safety bars and the amount of diagonal support bars and foot supports, etc., and how a bit of scaffolding to repair two tiles on a roof can look like something behemoth. You know, it's really massive. So ridiculous. But then what happened was that one guy in particular, and this happened in our area not that very long ago, a guy was on the top of the scaffolding, plasterer, doing the rough casting, and everything was in place, all the scaffolding was properly attached and built and supported. He had his high-vis jacket on, but he made a silly mistake, basically. Wasn't paying attention, slipped off between the building and the scaffolding, and broke his leg, broke his arm, various other wee injuries. And now, on the scaffolding, the vaulter wear harnesses, tie harnesses. So, similar to a mountain climber, where you have these, I can never remember the name of these things, it's not a belay. Anyway, you may know what I'm talking about. So when they go up the scaffolding, once they're in their work zone, they have to attach this lanyard to the scaffolding poles, the horizontal ones obviously, so that they can move along back and forward, just like a dog on a tethered rope lead. And if they fall, then they're tethered with this lanyard. So, but this is causing real problems with these guys. It's really, literally, excuse the pun, tying them up in their jobs, but health and safety must be adhered to on the vaulting sites now. Even to the extent that you can't take a car or a van onto a building site unless you have an approved amber flashing warning light that must be active at all times while you're within the building site. But there again, you know, you have to have safety, so I wouldn't say that it's went to the extreme in general. I think it's all a lot of the stuff that's happened over the years that I've noticed in my line of business in particular, or what was my line of business, has been pretty good, to be honest with you. And I'd say that the extremes, I would probably say the extremes are related to the what we consider the soft items in life. Sarah and Adrian have both mentioned Conkers. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous extremes I went with that. Playgrounds, yes. Although one good thing about the playgrounds is, because I do have a friend who works with the parts department, play parts department, and all the swings and any kind of playground feature that could be, that where a kid could fall and hurt herself. Ah, sorry there, I was interrupted by my neighbour arriving back with his bike. Yeah, I was saying about the play parts. Every play part now for kids has to either have the rubberised floor area base or a certain depth of soft bark. And that's just to save the kids. When you think back, I know when I share, and Adrian probably remember, amongst others, remember falling off the swings and cracking the back of your head on the slabs, the paving slabs or the tarmacadam, cracking your head open. The same with the witch's hat. Yes, I remember the witch's hat. I used to love that. We could make that thing dance, trust me. We could really make that almost come off the top. Such fun, and I think kids don't have it now. I don't even know if they do have such a thing as a witch's hat. We called it a witch's hat, a pokey hat. And the rocking horse thing that we could also almost make it jump off its mountains. But that was the fun, as you say, Sarah, when you're kids. It's excitement of playing and climbing up and over the swings, up the poles and shimming along the top bar and down the other side. My God, if you weren't a kid, you'd get arrested for doing that nowadays. But health and safety in general is there, as it says, health and safety. But yes, there are certain sectors it's gone to extreme. But in general, I would say, especially for road transport and buildings and I should say building sites and factories, industry, health and safety is a very good thing, and there's probably hardly a year goes by when someone doesn't come up with something else to deal with another incident, because that's what it's all about. Health and safety tends to be, I'm not sure if proactive is a correct word I'm looking for, it tends to be reactionary. In other words, nothing really is done about something until someone is injured or killed, and then there's something done immediately about it, and it tends to go that way. Or, I say killed, but severely injured or killed, and then something's done. But people can talk about it, saying, for example, that those metal plates in the rain are slippery, and they'll get passed about from one monthly meet to the next. But then one guy or one person slips on those plates and cracks his head wide open. Then something will get done. They'll put rubber coating on it or something else. So it tends to be reactionary rather than... I can't think of the word I'm looking for now. But I think you know what I'm talking about. So that's my thoughts on health and safety. It's there for the good of us in general. But yes, there's a lot of daft things out there. But that's life, isn't it? And it'll never change. Thanks for listening and bye for now.